I just like being in the bathroom at the damn Dairy Queen, Tessa snapped. She fanned her hand in front of her face. Jesus, it's hot. Sarah kept her mouth shut as she turned up the air conditioning. As a doctor, she knew that Tessa was merely a victim of her own hormones. But there were times when Sarah thought that the best thing for all concerned would be to lock Tessa in a box and not open it until they heard a baby crying.
That place was packed,
Tessa managed around a mouthful of chocolate syrup. God damn, shouldn't all those people be at church or something? Sarah said. The whole place was filthy. Look at this parking lot, Tessa said, swooping her spoon in the air. People just dump their trash here and don't even care about who has to pick it up. Like they think the trash fairy's gonna do it or something. Sarah murmured some words of agreement, eating her ice cream as Tessa continued a litany of complaints about everyone in the Dairy Queen, from the man who was talking on his cell phone to the woman who waited in line for 10 minutes and then couldn't decide what she wanted when she got to the counter. After a while, Sarah zoned out, staring at the parking lot, thinking about the busy week she had ahead of her. Several years ago, Sarah had taken on the part-time job of county coroner to help buy out her retiring partner at the Hartsdale Children's Clinic. And lately, Sarah's work at the morgue was playing havoc with her schedule at the clinic. Normally, the county job did not require much of Sarah's time, but a court appearance had taken her out of the clinic for 2 days last week, and she was going to have to make up for it this week by putting in overtime. Increasingly, Sarah's work at the morgue was infringing on clinic time, and she knew that in a couple of years, she would have to make a choice between the two. When the time came, the decision would be a hard one. The medical examiner's job was a challenge, one Sarah had sorely needed 13 years ago when she had left Atlanta and moved back to Grant County. Part of her thought her brain would atrophy without the constant obstacles presented by forensic medicine. Still, there was something restorative about treating children, and Sarah, who could not have children of her own, knew that she would miss the contact. She vacillated daily on which job was better. Generally, a bad day at one made the other look ideal.
Getting on up there?
Tessa screeched, loud enough to get Sarah's attention.
I'm 34, not 50. What the hell kind of thing is that for a nurse to say to a pregnant woman?
Sarah stared at her sister. What?
Have you heard a word I've said?
Sarah tried to sound convincing. Yes, of course I have. Tessa frowned.
You're thinking about Jeffrey, aren't you?
Sarah was surprised by the question. For once, her ex-husband had been the last thing on her mind. No.
Sarah, don't lie to me, Tessa countered. Everybody in town saw that sign girl up at the station Friday.
She was lettering the new police car, Sarah answered, feeling a warm flush come to her cheeks. Tessa gave a disbelieving look.
Wasn't that his excuse the last time?
Sarah did not answer. She could still remember the day she'd come home early from work to find Jeffrey in bed with the owner of the local sign shop. The whole Linton family was both amazed and irritated that Sarah was dating Jeffrey again. And while Sarah, for the most part, shared their sentiments, she felt incapable of making a clean break. Logic eluded her where Jeffrey was concerned. Tessa warned,
"You just need to be careful with him. Don't let him get too comfortable."
"I'm not an idiot."
"Sometimes you are."
"Well, you are too," Sarah shot back, feeling foolish even before the words came out of her mouth. But for the whir of the air conditioning, the car was quiet. Finally, Tessa offered,
"You should have said, 'I know you are, but what am I?'"
Sarah wanted to laugh it off, but she was too irritated. "Tessie, it's none of your business." Tessa barked a loud laugh that rattled in Sarah's ears.
"Well, hell, honey, that's never stopped anybody before. I'm sure damn Marla Sims was on the phone before the little bitch even got out of her truck."
"Don't call her that." Tessa waved her spoon in the air again.
"What do you want me to call her, slut?"
"Nothing," Sarah told her, and meant it. "Don't call her."